Welcome back to In the Business of Something. So today we're diving into the world of cause marketing and everything that's wrapped up in that. I have Pablo with me, who, as you probably know by now, I know he's been on a couple shows, is the past president at the Advertising Club of Edmonton. So welcome back to the show, Pablo.
Thanks for having me once more, Josh. I thought, you know, my run here was over, but I'm happy because I'm really excited to welcome today's guest, that she's the kind of person that leads the charge in everything that she does with endless passion and contagious energy. She has had a career that has been everything from publishing to startups to running her own firm. And today she's the Director of Communications and Marketing at the Alberta Cancer Foundation, but also so much more than that title. Please help me welcome to the show, Brianne Kress. Welcome, Brianne.
Thanks so much, Pablo. That was such a nice intro. Wow.
So we usually start off the show with the question of the title of the show, which is, what would you say you're in the business of?
It's a great question. Great title. I would say specifically within the work that I do, I'm in the business of storytelling. I think that's very common for all marketing communications professionals, but specifically for me, really being a steward of stories for cancer patients and also researchers and clinicians who are making an impact for the patients across the province.
I like that answer. That's good.
Steward of stories. I like
that. Yeah. So let's say, like, I know Alberta Cancer Foundation is a pretty complex organization. So for listeners who aren't as familiar, like, how would you explain what you do to, like, some random person you meet on the street?
Absolutely. So often when I say the Alberta Cancer Foundation, the first response is, oh, like the Canadian Cancer Society. And it's, no, not quite. We are a completely different organization. And so we really focus on Albertans facing cancer. So we are the fundraising partner for every cancer center across the province. So there's 17 of them. Lots of people, if you're in Edmonton, you're familiar with the Cross Cancer Institute. If you're in Calgary, you're familiar with the Tom Baker Cancer Center and the soon-to-open Arthur J. E. Child Comprehensive Cancer Center. So usually when I say those names, people start to nod their head and just explain that we exist to fund innovation in cancer detection, treatment, care, and research at each of the 17 cancer centers across the province. And really, at the core of it, our mission is to create more moments for Albertans facing cancer.
Yeah, I love that line of the more moments for Albertans facing cancer. I remember that from getting the chance to work with you. What does your 9-to-5 look like? Like, what does a typical day look like in that role?
There's no typical day. None.
I
don't think I've ever had the same day twice. And I've been at the foundation all in for about 7 years. So it depends. I mean, Josh, you mentioned it, that we are very complex. And so, you know, it might seem simple. People donate. Then we, you know, make sure that the funds are dispersed to the cancer centers and, you know, out to cancer patients as quickly as possible. But it is very diverse because we have so many different donation streams that people can give to. So someone can, you know, make a $10 donation. They can leave a gift in their will. They can sign up to be a part of one of our big events like the Tour Alberta for Cancer. They can buy a lottery ticket from the Cash and Cars Lottery, which we're rebranding to the Alberta Cancer Foundation Lottery. They can make a major gift. This year, we closed a $50 million gift down in Calgary. So there's endless ways that people can give. And in a marketing communications role, obviously, we have to tailor our messaging and our any sort of outreach that we're doing very specifically to each of those audiences while ensuring that people actually understand what it is that we do and can see the impact of the dollars that they have given to the Alberta Cancer Foundation and that really being in lives saved from cancer.
That is such a big role. I mean, in terms of just the sheer scope of things that you do and, you know, how many different ways and shapes that the organization interacts with people. So, I mean, thinking a little bit about, you know, everything that you do, everything that your team does, like, can you share with us perhaps something that you really love about it or something that is challenging about it, something good and a little bit more difficult?
Yeah, you bet. I think that something I love about it is the fortunate thing about working at a nonprofit. There are many, but one of the ones that really kind of sticks out for me is it really attracts the best of the best. I find in marketing and communications, but just in general, people are there, they're passionate about the cause, they're driven to do their best work no matter what. And it's just such an honor to be, you know, surrounded by those types of people on my team and beyond. And then also we get to work with amazing agencies like yourselves that we've, you know, had the opportunity to help us really bring our marketing and communications efforts to the next level. So love having that opportunity. And of course, the cause is such a big one for me. I've had people go through cancer. My dad's a survivor and I've lost people to cancer. So it's just a very much a motivating piece for me day in and day out. On the flip side of that, but related, maybe I'll kind of touch on two things that are a little bit challenging. One is very specific to working at a cancer charity is, again, I mentioned, you know, I'm a steward of stories. And so I have the distinct pleasure of getting to meet so many different cancer patients. And I get really close with them, you know, and they trust us with their story and they lend us their story to inspire others. And unfortunately, cancer doesn't always end with a happy ending. And so it's just really challenging to, you know, navigate. You become really close and friends with these people, and unfortunately, sometimes they don't make it. On the flip side, if I was to touch on things I love, being able to see the impact of donor dollars and have people, you know, be cured of a cancer that they were told was palliative is incredible. And that happens too, right? So it's the balance of both of those. But more tactically on, you know, just from a marketing and communications professional standpoint, I think something right now at the foundation that is a bit of a pain point is we've had our existing brand in place for a decade, pretty long for brand. It's been an awesome brand. It's served us well. We have just changed who we are completely as an organization, even just within the last 3 years. And so now, you know, we're at this place where our brand doesn't really fit what we want to do. We actually don't necessarily have a good CRM in place either to help us really be able to excel on the communication strategy side of things. But I'm really excited that this year we're on the path of rebrand. So we're just in the middle of getting that going. And then also we'll have a new CRM in place by the end of the year to help us really push out that new brand. So really exciting things coming that will only increase awareness of the Alberta Cancer Foundation and therefore increase donations that are coming in that will make a huge impact on cancer patients across the province.
That's wonderful. I mean, it's been a really great year for ACF. I think, you know, you were talking about the recent donation some time ago, right? And like, a rebrand, I always have a bit of a soft spot for that kind of work because it's something that not every marketer gets to see, but it's such a powerful experience, especially in a subject matter like this, being able to bring all of that together and tie it into the platform that you can bring to the public. Like, that's going to be such an exciting part of the, you know, I guess the next year or so of ACF.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be incredible. Really excited to launch that.
Talking a little bit about your career journey, because I know from our previous conversation, you're thinking of being a dentist, which is really interesting to see.
Oh, I missed that in the intro. I knew there was one.
Yeah, but I find it so interesting when you're trying to figure out what you want to do early on in your life. You know, it's quite hard to find that. And it's cool to see that you found a role that really fills you up, right? It's something that you're really passionate about and kind of drives you every day. But maybe just walk us through, like, the process of finding that thing, because I feel like a lot of people are searching for that thing still, and sometimes it's hard to find. Like, you may land a job and think that's actually what you want, and then 2 months later you're still feeling the same way. So I guess just take us a bit into your journey and how you kind of found your passion.
Sounds great. Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, as you touched on, I really thought I was going to be a dentist when I was at U of A, and then decided I really hate physics, so that wasn't for me. Figured I'd go into dental hygiene, and my dad was kind of in the back of my head just being like, just go into business, just go into business. But I pursued dental hygiene, got in, and then right before it started, decided, no, I want to go into business. And so I did. My family is definitely, they're all accountants and bankers, and I've always loved numbers. I've always loved math. And so I started with my BCom and with a focus on finance and accounting. And it actually wasn't until my last year in university, after my second marketing research course, that I realized, no, this has to be where I'm going to go. It has to be my major and my focus. Because I found this marriage of, you know, I love numbers. I am totally a dork on that front. But then also the psychology of things, you know, what really moves people to act, and how can you incorporate that into marketing and advertising and communications activities. And so I still had enough credits left to make that my major. technically have a double major. And then, yeah, came out of university and thought, well, a lot of people from U of A end up down in Calgary. I would love to go work for this big publishing firm that, you know, provided me with a job opportunity, and moved down to Calgary. And I hated it. If I'm being completely honest, out of school, I looked at the opportunity more from a salary standpoint than having any passion for the company or the job itself. And that quickly caught up to me. I didn't like what I was doing. It was long, long hours of things that I wasn't passionate about. And I decided I was going to completely kind of flip my trajectory. And an opportunity came up, which is where I actually met you, Pablo, is when I moved back to Edmonton to take on a role at a startup company at Startup Edmonton. So had the pleasure of working at Poppy Barley as their first full-time hire. And I would just say for anyone who's young and looking to kind of figure out what you want to do, taking some time to work at a startup is so beneficial. It is the best because there's no set job titles or processes in place. And so you get to experience things and you get to try new things. And I was fortunate that I had amazing leadership with Kendall and Justine Barber, where they were just like, I don't know, go be creative, try new things. We'll figure out what works and what doesn't. And it just gave me this wealth of knowledge and confidence. And I think, as you know, in marketing communications, you're a creative person. You want to be able to try new things and test new things. And so going to a startup was amazing. And at the same time, that's when my dad was diagnosed with cancer, and I was volunteering with the Alberta Cancer Foundation just as an outlet. I was really struggling on what I could do to help my dad, and, you know, really understanding that piece was a little bit of therapy for me. And then they offered me a full-time role, and I, you know, I'd never really thought about working for a nonprofit, but was very passionate about the cause. And it was such an incredible leap to go for the nonprofit. And again, one that I really, really believe in, and to feel that passion day to day in the work that I was doing was just incredible. And I was there for 5 years. And then I did leave when my son was young. I had kept a couple for-profit clients on the side while I was working at the Alberta Cancer Foundation. And it kind of took off. So I thought, okay, my son's young, I'll leave and I'll start my agency and go with that. And had a great time doing that. Had lots of clients. It was successful. But I was missing that passion piece again. So it wasn't there. It was like being back at the publishing firm. Mm-hmm. And I just desperately missed it. And so, yeah, just a very interesting day when I decided that I told my business partner, you know, I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to leave our agency. I need to go back into something nonprofit related. And that day, the Alberta Cancer Foundation reached out and said, we'd love to have you back in this director role. Would you consider it? So goosebumps all over. Took it as a sign. Yeah. And I've been back for 2.5 years and just more passionate than ever about the cause, and so thrilled with, you know, the ups and downs of my journey and where it's landed me.
Yeah, that's an incredible story. And I feel like I picked up on so many things. You'll probably want to touch on the startup piece, Pablo. But what was interesting to me too is just the family influence on your career, right? And I come from a family less so in the numbers, but in the medical industry. And so it's always, I find, for marketers that have that family background, sometimes your family looks at you like, what do you actually do? You know, it's kind of like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Especially I feel like the numbers, like it's often, yeah, when you're dealing with, I don't know, maybe some old school CFO types, it's hard to get marketing dollars approved. And that, right, is my dad to a T. He's like, bah, what do you need marketing for? And I will say he's not like that anymore. I have educated him, right, but yes, it's yes, exactly. But it is, it's challenging for, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really interesting, your journey, and I'm really happy that I asked that question, because it goes to the point of the show as well. You know, for us, like, it was so important to sort of like demonstrate that there's no set path, that people can go through such a myriad of different experiences, journeys, to be able to kind of like land where they want to, right? And for you, it's really neat to see that full circle nature as well, of how you found something you're truly passionate about, and life sort of like right brought you back there. And yeah, Josh, I think you're right. I definitely went a day into the startup side. I resonate so strongly with what you said, and I know that for me it was a foundational time to be there as well as Startup Edmonton, working with the local ISD, basically neighbors, mm-hmm, party, a wonderful time in my life and in my career, and Yeah, I'd love to maybe, for those that haven't had that experience, probe a little bit deeper. So you touched on, I think, what is the most exciting part about it, which is that you get to wear so many different hats because there's no set, you know, there are some set roles, but you get to experience so many things. So let's dive a little bit into that and unpack it for those that maybe haven't experienced it or considered that, if that's okay.
Yeah, love to. So yeah, I was the first full-time hire at Poppy Barley. So it was Justine and Kendall and me. And then we had some other contract individuals that were there for a long time. You know, I think even Justine and Kendall didn't know exactly what my role was going to be yet. You know, was there a job description? Yes. But every single day changes so much when you're in a startup, depending on what press you get, depending on, you know, is there an issue in an order, depending on everything. Are you getting more funding? What's coming up? What's coming down the pipe? And so just trying to, you know, make yourself available to jump into any of those opportunities. So being really willing to grow, to ask questions, to get clarity on things that maybe you don't understand, because obviously you have finite resources when you're usually at a startup, at least at the very beginning, until there's a bigger funding push on it. But I think, yeah, for us, it was just stay curious, try new things and test them, measure them and adjust and just keep going and looking for growth. And yeah, I just think it was an amazing opportunity while I was there to do that. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, very similar actually. Yeah, my background was not different at all in terms of like having a role, but within that role, all of a sudden, there were so many other things. And I think you kind of have to have that spirit of like, you know, folding up your arm sleeves and then just going at it, no matter what is thrown at you. And so I think that that's going to allow you to see different types of responsibilities that in any said role you might not have. So you can put your hand and fingerprint in so many different things that otherwise a traditional role perhaps would not have it.
Absolutely.
So the versatility is kind of, yeah, very neat element of those kinds of roles.
Yeah. It kind of shows you what you end up having interest in too, because you get to have your finger in so many different things, which is nice, especially when you're just starting out and you're like, I don't know, here's my degree. I really know exactly what I'm passionate about, but I know I like marketing. And then you get to go in and try a whole bunch of things and figure out, yeah, where your passion really lies.
Do you find any of that startup energy like lives in Alberta Cancer Foundation today? Because I feel like for people on the outside, you would assume that an organization of that complexity would have a lot of structure, right, to kind of control that complexity, but...
Yes. So I will say there's lots of structure,
yeah.
But like the grittiness of working at a startup is very much there. So we don't have obviously the same budget as a big for-profit company. And so you have to be you have to be gritty and you have to be innovative and think about, you know, what can I do with the budget that I have in front of me to really do this story justice and to make sure that we are raising as much money as possible for the patients and making the greatest impact. So getting the money back into the cancer system as quickly as possible in really important research projects and programs that will make a huge difference. So there's definitely elements that are similar to a startup when you go to a nonprofit. Mm. It's the smaller teams. You have to be agile too. You never know what's coming down with a different government announcement that can change, you know, your trajectory and what you're focused on. But there's also just different opportunities that come up. You don't know necessarily if there will be a $50 million donation like we had. You know, tons of work goes into that. It's not like it just pops up out of nowhere. But when you're about to close a $50 million donation, I mean, all of your attention is on that because that's huge, right? So I think there's aspects that are definitely similar that I love about being in a nonprofit. But yeah, there's definitely more structure.
You know, those memories that stick out to you is kind of like burned in your brain of like, that's when you really felt the passion or the impact, whether it was your first month volunteering for Alberta Cancer Foundation, or if it's something even in the last year that's really stuck out to you. You mentioned you're in the business of storytelling. So kind of sharing some of those stories can be really powerful too.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I can share over the last year. So We had a campaign that was going for the Cross Cancer Institute to raise $30 million for the Cross within a year. It was our We Cross Cancer campaign. And we had an incredible cabinet member as part of that. His name was Jordan Turco, young guy in his 30s. And he was a very healthy individual when he joined the cabinet. He had no underlying health concerns. And then about a month in to him joining this fundraising cabinet that was going to make a huge difference for the cross, he was diagnosed with cancer out of the blue. It was a genetic thing that he had carried with him. You know, he said it was like a ticking time bomb. And he became this incredible advocate for cancer patients. And again, I had the honor of working with him and being a steward to his story. I became really close to him in that period. And his cancer was very aggressive. So fortunately, because of a clinical trial, he was able to get access to a treatment that bought him more time. It gave him more moments. But unfortunately, he did pass away. And there was a just very serendipitous moment. He was the story that we shared as part of our end of year campaign last year. And when I found out he wasn't doing well at the cross, it was the same day we were filming our most recent end of year campaign. And so I was there visiting him on his last few hours while being able to capture the story of, you know, another patient that is there. And unfortunately, Jordan was lost to cancer. But Mike, the individual that we shared just this past year, he was told at the time he only had a week left and wasn't. And again, because of a clinical trial, and it's a made in Alberta clinical trial that would not be possible without donor dollars, he's here today. I was texting him last week. He's doing incredibly well. He had Christmas with his family, with his three beautiful children. And so it's just the opportunity to share those stories and become ingrained in those stories and see the impact of those stories. And not all those stories, you know, end well, but you feel the need to keep pushing for more and more and more so that you can give more moments to Mike and you can, you know, use stories like Jordan's that are so incredibly heartbreaking to just keep motivating you to push through everything and keep fighting for whatever you need to do to raise as much money as possible. So there's lots of different stories that we, you know, have the opportunity to share and get to know that really drive that motivation day to day.
Yeah, it's a very powerful story. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's also great because it highlights just your job might be different working at a different cancer foundation outside of Alberta, but I think we have such a strength here too in research and development. So I think it's even more interesting in your role that you get to highlight that and kind of put that on a pedestal as well.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, now as we look at the year ahead too, not very often in a career do you get to see a hospital open. And in Calgary, it's massive. And so the Arthur J. E. Child Comprehensive Cancer Center in Calgary, it will be the largest comprehensive cancer center in Canada. And so it's just amazing to see all the impact that's already been made with our existing centers. And to have this world-class facility coming to Calgary is just tremendous. And you just think about, you know, the stories that will come across and the difference that will be made in honestly, some of our loved ones' lives even, because one in two Albertans will be diagnosed with cancer. And so unfortunately, that means most of us have a cancer story. So just knowing that those facilities and the researchers and the care providers are all here in Alberta, so you don't have to travel elsewhere, is just truly amazing. So endless stories. Unfortunately, honestly, we always say at the foundation, it would be amazing if there was no more cancer stories, right? If we got worked out of a job, that would make us all very happy. But for now, there's just endless opportunities for stories. And the more positive ones we can get, the better.
That's a pretty stark stat to one in two Albertans. I remember first hearing that and being like, you know, sometimes numbers are just numbers, but that one for sure is very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're only at half an hour of recording, but I feel like we've got everything we need. So.
Perfect. Efficiency.
Yeah.
I love it. Good. Oh, well, thank you guys for the opportunity again. This has been awesome. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on the show. It was, great conversation. Yeah.